Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, October 24th. This is Michael Collins Piper. I am back in Washington, D.C. This is not a rebroadcast. This is not Mark Glenn posing as Michael Piper. This is me. I want to thank Mark for sitting in for me the last 2 days. Very much appreciated. I was still in California, and needless to say, it was kind of interesting to be there at that time because I saw what the poor people of California go through with those wildfires out there. It's not something, well, it is something I might want to wish on my worst enemy, but say a prayer for those people out there. It's quite an amazing thing to watch. I was visiting the godmother of my godson, and hardly more than a half an hour after I had left her home, we heard on the news at the other location where I had gone that the corner where her home was located was set to be inundated by fire. A fire had broken out there. So it's an amazing thing to watch. It's just something beyond belief. So do say a prayer for the good people who've lost their homes and those people who are in danger of losing their homes. It's quite an amazing thing. What more can I say? In any case, as you know, those of you who are regular listeners, but I hope there's a lot of new listeners, I was in California last weekend for the No More Wars for Israel conference, and of course, we discussed that on a number of the shows that I did upon my return from California. So to talk about it any further would be to beat a dead horse. But I do have to say this. I found something rather amusing on the Internet. There's this rather sorry soul who apparently was born an Arab but has been somehow converted to Judaism or some sort, and he apparently doesn't like critics of Israel, but he had an attack on our conference on his website, and he has a picture of me, and I have to say it's a horrible picture of me, on this website. But he apparently thought it was poor Patrick Grimm. I feel sorry for Patrick, a good man, being confused with me. But the gentleman says, I know paranoid putrid Grime, that is Patrick Grimm, showed up there at that conference, but I have yet to verify the picture below as him. But I picture him as looking this way. And now the guy goes on to describe my picture. Whoever it is, the guy looks like a loner, void of life and humor, who chain smokes Camel cigarettes while blaming Jews for his sorry, pathetic lot in life. That's funny. It is a pretty bad picture. And I'm sorry the gentleman used that term very loosely here. I'm sorry this hookworm mistook my photograph for that of Patrick Grimm. Patrick's considerably younger than I am and a hell of a lot better looking. So, Patrick, if you're listening tonight, forgive me for the fact that this person took my horrible picture to be your picture. But I kind of thought that's funny. He said that I look like a loner, void of life and humor, because somebody else at the conference told me they had seen my picture. And when they met me, they were so surprised that I was such a jolly and friendly fellow. I guess my picture really, even my best pictures, must look like I'm rather, unpleasant at the very least. Well, I do try to be unpleasant to our enemies. And our enemies are out there, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about one of them. He's going to get a pasting real soon from a very good man named Mark Glenn. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, back in the saddle, so to speak, here in Washington, D.C. Kind of interesting, folks. I must tell you, one of the reasons why I couldn't do my broadcast last week while I was in California, kind of something I think a little bit amusing. I told Mark Glenn about this privately off the air, and I kind of alluded to it one night last week. It's kind of funny. I was visiting some longtime close personal friends of mine in the Los Angeles area after attending the No More Wars for Israel conference. And, well, I made the best of that visit, sitting by the pool, smoking cigars, not Camel cigarettes, incidentally, smoking cigars, including a rather good cigar given to me by Anthony, who was one of the attendees at the conference. And I was dictating a new book, among other things. And, of course, here I am, this big whale, sitting by the pool in my swimming trunks, smoking a cigar. And every once in a while, you got to take a break from that hot California sun. And I stepped into my friend's house to go in and get a drink, just a drink of water, I might add, folks. And standing in the kitchen is someone whom I had met roughly 10, 15 years before, a relative by marriage of my friend in question. And I was a bit startled because it was not long before the program was supposed to begin. And this relative by marriage happens to be a sibling of one of the most influential figures in the American Holocaust industry, as the Holocaust promoters have been described by Professor Finkelstein until recently at DePaul University. And I'm saying to myself, whoops, I didn't quite know this big Holocaust promoter was going to just decide to pop in and visit. Now, I don't know if this Holocaust promoter knows who I am, other than a friend of the family into which this individual has married. And you see, I'm being very circumspect, not identifying the individual as either a he or a she. But, you know, of course, my friends, the couple that I was visiting, of course, know my views and always found it amusing that this sibling of a big shot Holocaust promoter happened to be in the same room as I had been on previous occasions. So for want of not trying to stir up a major debate about the Holocaust, I decided in my own mind that it was probably best not to do the show that evening because I didn't want this poor soul to be horrified by any comments that he or she might overhear from an adjoining room. You know, I'm such a nice guy. I didn't want this individual. I didn't want him or her to hear what might come up during the course of the discussion, because as you know, this is a controversial program, and we discuss things on this program that might shock and offend the sensibilities of those who love and adore that subject known as the Holocaust. So, speaking of the Holocaust, folks, you know, while I was in California, I didn't just work. I actually did a little bit of reading, and I picked up a very interesting book. If you're interested in movie star biographies, and if you're interested in very interesting movie stars, I have to recommend the book Robert Mitchum by author Lee Server, S-E-R-V-E-R. Now, Lee Server would probably be upset and horrified to know that I had recommended a book that he had written, but I read several of his books, including his biography of actress Ava Gardner, who was a friend of some of my family. And I was so impressed with his biography of Ava that I thought maybe I would read his biography of Robert Mitchum. Well, Robert Mitchum is a very interesting character, folks, in and of himself. But what I found out more about Robert Mitchum, and, you know, this was a guy who was a titanic Hollywood star, but he never let it go to his head. He always had a great sense of humor about it. He was a real populist in the classic sense of the word, and he was in some pretty good films. Now, there's a lot of people out there who might not like Robert Mitchum because Robert Mitchum, well, he was a bad boy, any way you cut it. And some of his personal behavior might not be family-oriented, shall we say. But a lot of people recall that back after Robert Mitchum did the famous series of films War and Remembrance and The Winds of War, he was interviewed by Esquire magazine and caused quite a stir at the time because he raised questions about what really happened during the Holocaust. And, of course, by that time, he was a well-established star. I mean, a superstar, any way you cut it, with a wide following. And he was basically semi-retired at the time, so there was not really that much they could do to him. But, you know, I hadn't read that interview in Esquire in years, and in this book, this biography of Robert Mitchum, it mentions the fact that in the course of this interview, he went on to tell his interviewer that the world was run by an international cartel of business. He told the interviewer to investigate that story. He said, and this is Robert Mitchum's words, "Why don't you try? If you want to die, you'll find out how powerful the cartel is." And reading from this book, folks, he goes on about international bankers, about the CIA, about Henry Ford. Isn't that kind of interesting? Henry Ford, and we all know Henry Ford gained international infamy for having put together an interesting series of articles in his private magazine newspaper, the Dearborn Independent, that critics today still say relied on the infamous protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Evidently, Robert Mitchum's wife walked into the room while he was giving this interview, and she told him to shut up. She heard her husband talking politics, and we're talking about politics that, well, it's not supposed to be discussed by somebody famous. It's kind of thing somebody in positions of that type, particularly in Hollywood, are not supposed to discuss. But it's interesting. Another interesting quotation from the book. They quote this famous Hollywood figure, Edward Dimitrik. Dimitrik was one of the people who had served prison for contempt of Congress. He'd been blacklisted, and he was an old friend of Robert Mitchum's. In the early 60s, he ran into Mitchum in Rome, and he says, "The Mitchum I saw in Rome had changed completely. He now had all these very right-wing views, full of these strange conspiracy theories. He was right in the middle of all this kind of fringe political thinking. He had articles with him he could show you and everything. He thought the government was secretly run by outsiders, that Lyndon Johnson had been involved in Kennedy's assassination. He, Johnson, was some kind of puppet leader." Well, worse than that, Dimitrik said, worse than that. I can't begin to go into it, actually, but I must say, thank God, he realized this was something the two of us could not talk about, and it never went into any long discussion or argument. Folks, I have to say, I have a feeling that if old Robert Mitchum were around today, one of the great American entertainers, one of the great superstars, one of the real legends of his own time, and a legend even today, I have a feeling Robert Mitchum might be listening to this program and listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network and subscribing to American Free Press. And, you know, frankly, based on the comments by Mr. Dimitrik, the fact that Robert Mitchum used to carry articles around with him, I chuckled and said to Willis Cardo today, I said, "That sounds like every right-winger I know." And Willis chuckled and said, "It sure does." Well, folks, they... point of that story is that we can take some satisfaction that while there are those of us out here on the fringe, as they say, there are lots of people in high places, people who know the way of the world, and someone like Robert Mitchum certainly did. There are these people who do know what's going on, and the list of those people is a lot bigger than you think. So let's say a prayer for Robert Mitchum and hope he's having a good drink. He did like to drink, and, you know, he liked to smoke pot, too, and I know there's a lot of people out there that don't approve of that. I'm indifferent to it myself. I smoke cigars. But let's just hope that Robert Mitchum is sitting up in heaven right now, listening to this broadcast, having a drink, and puffing on a roach. Because, you know, the good people are going to heaven, and the bad people, folks, there is a heaven and there is a hell, and the bad people are going to hell. And I'll tell you what, folks, at the very beginning of this broadcast, I was surprised to find out that one of the bad people who is going to hell actually called the show. And I'm going to talk more about that in a moment when we come back. This deals with this matter of a very serious threat of violence made against our good friend Mark Glenn and his wife and their 8 children. Yeah, folks, it is dangerous to talk truth. And Mark Glenn and I aren't Hollywood stars like Robert Mitchum, but there are those out there who would like to silence those who do speak truth. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Over the break, I was just reflecting on something. The late John Wayne used to be a subscriber to the Spotlight, as was Eddie Albert. Great actor, great personality. You all remember him, of course, from Green Acres. And you know who else used to be a Spotlight subscriber, ladies and gentlemen? The legendary American actress Gloria Swanson, who, of course, is remembered in history not only for some of her famous films, and she was quite a good-looking woman, too, in her day, but she was also the mistress of Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy, the father of President John F. Kennedy. Yes, Gloria Swanson. Gloria's up there in heaven with Robert Mitchum and John Wayne and Eddie Albert right now, tuning into this program without benefit of the Internet. Well, folks, we got a call here from someone who, over the last several days, has made some psychopathic threats against Mark Glenn, his wife, and his children. The person in question he has harassed Mark and I for some time. He is and I'm not even going to name him because he's such a piece of garbage, and frankly, as I told the people at his place of employment, I find him very, very threatening. I believe the man is a psychopath. And you will recall, if you're regular listeners here, that at some point some time ago, he was threatening to report me to the FBI for making interstate threats by telephone against him. And just to refresh your memory, folks, to remind you about this person who is now threatening Mark Glenn and his family. This person, in an email, and I had asked him not to contact me, this person in question, he's a college professor, apparently a Roman Catholic who converted to Judaism and now fancies himself as the great defender of international Jewry. This person sent me a sarcastic email making a negative reference, which I don't recall at the moment, to my dead mother. And as I advised someone at his place of work, that if he made such a comment in a bar room to someone about their dead mother, not me, not Mike Piper, but if he made comments to some stranger about their dead mother, that someone would most likely break his legs. Well, needless to say, I was not threatening this person myself, but I had contacted his place of employment to advise them that I didn't want to hear any more from this individual, but he has no self-control. He has no sense of timing. He has no sense of proportion. And while he essentially did stop bothering me, as I promised I would no longer call his place of employment because it was very clear to me they were getting ready to give him a shove overboard, he has since, just the last few days, reinvigorated his attack on Mark Glenn and Reverend Ted Pike, who appeared on this program last night with Mark. And I do want to thank Ted, by the way, for coming aboard, and also USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney, who joined Mark Glenn on this program on Monday night. In any case, this individual in question has made very serious threats against Mark Glenn and his wife and 8 children. And, you know, anyone that's threatening children, I don't need to tell you, folks. But I've had some discussions with Mark about this, and there are a lot of people who are very, very concerned. And needless to say, Mark takes this threat that's been made against him very seriously. In any case, Mark had told me about this, and I said to Mark in passing, I said, this gentleman repeatedly refused my request to come on this show. When I first saw him criticizing me in some respect and calling me a liar, saying that a number of things I said on this show were lies, I invited him to come on the show, but he refused to do it. Well, in discussing this with Mark, I said, tell the SOB, probably used language worse than that. I said, well, tell the SOB to call in here, call this program. Well, to my surprise, this strange individual, this potentially violent individual, this violent Jew, did call the program and spoke to my producer here tonight. Considering the fact that I consider this person dangerous, number one, considering the fact that I had already indicated to this person that I really wanted no more contact with him, and my comment to Mark was kind of made in a flippant fashion, not thinking that he would actually call in, because this individual in question has also told people that he considers Willis Cardo and I to be very threatening and potential dangers to his life. I was surprised that this professor, this violent Jew, I was surprised that he called in here tonight. I had to make the decision in my own mind. He indicated to my professor or my producer that he couldn't stay on the line, and I made the decision that I was not going to bring him up. But needless to say, this person is a very dangerous individual, driven by demons, which I can only conjure in my own mind. It's what makes him tick. But needless to say, he has threatened Mark Glenn and his wife and their 8 children. I'm not going to bring that person on this program to make threats against me or to anybody else. That's a matter for the police and the FBI and for his university to deal with. But suffice it to say, he's probably bit off more than he can chew by attacking Mark Glenn.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, thinking about these threats against Mark Glenn and his wife and their eight kids, you know, it really just brings it all full circle. Back to what happened out there in California with the efforts by the Anti-Defamation League trying to destroy our First Amendment freedoms by upsetting and attempting to destroy the No More Wars for Israel conference, which just barely survived the efforts, but was still a success. In any case, these people want to take away our rights and our freedoms, ladies and gentlemen. You know, how much more threats do they think that we're going to take? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Sit back and let these people threaten our lives? We're supposed to sit back and let these people take away our liberties? I mean, you know, frankly, folks, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen eventually, ladies and gentlemen, is that, you know, all hell is going to break loose in this country. And people are going to take up arms. And at gunpoint, the enemies of freedom are going to learn that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. They are trying to destroy this country. They are trying to destroy our liberties. They are pushing the world towards a nuclear conflagration. And, you know, somebody's going to have to stop them. I don't know how it's going to happen, but as I said at the No More Wars for Israel conference, I pray to God that the American military will do it. I pray to God that the American military will come in and throw the warmongers out, bring Edgar Bronfman and Sumner Redstone and S.I. Newhouse and Rupert Murdoch and all these Jewish media barons, bring them down and make them sit down and say, fellas, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And that is those terrorists in Israel and these terrorists like William Kristol and all these other horrible propagandists who got us into this awful Iraq war. They've got to tell these big Jewish media barons and all these other powerful people in the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress that they, the military, they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore. And more people are being pushed towards that, folks. I saw it happen out there in California. I had casual conversations with a variety of people outside that conference, people who were not non-political people, and they recognize what's going on. And, you know, there's people from all walks of life who share our concerns. Kind of funny, you know, like I say, while I was in California, I was visiting some friends and acquaintances and so forth, non-political people for the most part. Kind of interesting, one of the people I visited, I call her my godwife because she is the godmother of my godson. She happens to be the widow of a very well-known television and movie actor. Not a big star, but pretty well known, and he used to be a regular player on a television show, which if I mentioned the name, you would say, oh, yeah, I used to watch that show all the time. Yeah. Can't reveal any further details because I don't want the Anti-Defamation League to harass my godwife, the godmother of my godson. Yep, a lot of interesting people out there in that crazy state of California. Speaking of California, we have a very patient caller from California, a wild and crazy guy named Carlos. How you doing tonight, Carlos?
Hey, great.
What's going on out there?
It's crazy out here, man. We're smoldering.
It sure is. It's pretty wild, Carlos. I've never seen anything like it.
It's wild here, and talking about my theory as to what's going on, it's even wilder.
Well, listen, you tell me your story because I will tell you something then which will probably lend credence to your story. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I talked to a couple of different people about this, and nobody believes what I'm telling them, but I think they're doing weather manipulation here in California. The current fires are due to weather manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
The drought that has set in. Remember, there is various governments that already have the technology to change the weather.
Absolutely.
By shooting laser beams to the jet stream or various methods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I like to connect the dots.
And, Carlos, so, incidentally, you're an engineer, are you not?
No, I'm a realtor.
Oh, I thought you were an engineer. Well, okay. Well, a realtor knows a little bit about what's going on in California right now. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the mortgage market is terribly falling apart, but that's mm-hmm. another story. But, you know, as I was driving towards San Diego on Sunday, I was not even aware the fires were going on until I ran into about a 5-mile stretch of thick smoke. And, it smelled like smoke. And, ooh, what's going on here, you know? And so I finally got to my destination, which was in San Diego, and I started asking, but I said, well, there's all these fires going around, which I was not even aware of. And sure enough, on my way back, I was able to Los Angeles. I was able to witness all these fires up on the hill. But basically, what I think is they're manipulating the weather for political purposes. Now, what I think they're actually listening to the crisis, the news media, I start reading into the subtle messages that are being given, that are being conveyed, and what I hear is, get prepared for emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
Get all these programs together. all this panic, all this fear, okay? And on the surface, it sounds like they're doing the pragmatic thing, but I noticed that instilling fear is part of the message and conditioning us to accept further scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, on top of that, there's also a hidden message being given alluding to global warming and also the depletion of water. Well, if you connect the dots a little further, I remember at the start of this year reading in the Internet that Congress was working on global warming laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, wait a minute. I know there's, you know, there's all this talk about global warming, but they're working on them already? So I got to start getting suspicious. In February, you start hearing Al Gore going around the world talking about GEA and all this stuff, you know, global warming and accentuating the rhetoric. And then you get more, the rhetoric has accentuated even further. So my belief is that they're propping us up, getting us ready for all these global warming laws that are going to be coming about. And
well,
California,
Carlos, you
fires
know,
are going to our scenario for that.
Carlos, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that happened while I was out there, and I wasn't even going to bring this up on the show. But, you know, you made this call, and it really sets stage for me to tell this story. One of the areas that I was visiting was very, very close to where some of the major fires were. And on Monday night, I believe it was, although at this moment I'm still in a blur from having been traveling, but Monday night, some of my friends and I were leaving one location and going to another, and we were stopped at a red light, and the young lady driving the car in which I was traveling turned to me. I was riding up in the passenger seat. She turned to me and said, "What are those two policemen doing there?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" Well, the light changed, and she said there were two cops just sitting there staring off into the distance, and she turned her head. She said, "Is there a fire?" And we couldn't see any fires or anything like that. She said it was really weird, and I just kind of glanced, and I saw them, you know, and I didn't think much about it. Well, not more than 5 to 8 minutes later, we had arrived at her home, and I stepped out into the kitchen to fix something to eat, and then about 5 minutes later, I stepped into the living room, and the TV was on, and it was announced that a fire had broken out at that very intersection where we had been, where she saw the police. Now, there was no fire going on there at that time, but there were police officers on the scene almost as if they were there in advance. And I said to the young lady, I said, she said, "That's where we saw the police officers." And I said, "That's right." And she said, "That's very strange." It was, and then she said, not being of a conspiratorial mind, she went on to say, it was almost as though they knew it was going to happen. And I said to her in a very gentle voice, I said, "Well, maybe they did." And somebody else in the room kind of chuckled and said something about a conspiracy theory. Well, I can tell you this much, it rattled this young lady enough that over the next several hours where she was having conversations with friends and relatives, including a sister who had been evacuated from the fire, she described that very strange story, because it was as though these police officers were there on the scene in anticipation of a fire breaking out that was not there when we were there just a few minutes before. So I don't know, Carlos, but I think you're probably not far off in suggesting what you're suggesting. And when suggesting, and when you consider the fact that Al Gore got this Nobel Prize not very long ago, right before all these fires broke out, and when you consider the fact that I was just talking to somebody here today who made comments about the cause of the fire being global warming, again, a political type person, I think there is good grounds to connect the dots, as you say.
Well, I tell you, I was watching the news on Monday, I believe, or Tuesday, in fact, yesterday, and there was a fire going on in Lake Arrowhead. But all these explosions were going on simultaneously as the commentator was focusing the camera, and she was scared. He says, I don't know what these explosions are. And as the fire came in contact with ammunition or oil or whatever, but there were huge explosions going on. And you know, what intrigues me is the range of these fires, all the way from Tijuana, Mexico, all the way up to going past Santa Barbara. That's quite a range of fires going up just about simultaneously.
Yeah, it as I say, I would have not even questioned what was going on with those fires if it weren't for the fact that my friend had said this, made this comment to me about these police officers, and when she noticed them, she said, "What are they doing?" It was like she sensed there was something. It's when you see something that doesn't appear to be correct, and it stuck with her throughout the rest of the evening. As I say, to the point that she mentioned it in telephone conversations to a number of people. And as I say, there was no fire when we were there, but then within 10 minutes later, they were saying that that fire had erupted at that location, and it would have been at the time we were there. So the police officers somehow managed to be on the scene supervising, and I'm assuming they were police officers. You know, in this day and age, anybody can put on a uniform.
Right. Well, you know, what I think is leading to this global warming, folks, like I told you, is going to lead the way for all these universal global warming laws. But some of these global warming laws are probably going to restrict us severely in traveling, in consumption of materials. And the core of this whole thing probably is going to get to rationing of water and food. And remember the goal of the New World Order to reduce the population by two-thirds of the world. Well, their excuse probably is going to be food. One of their mechanisms, among many, is going to be the curtailment of food and water, the availability of these resources.
Well, this is how they create a problem and then they solve it. And one of the problems can be wildfires that come because of this reason or that reason. So it's why not blame it on global warming?
Exactly. That's what they have in mind. Aside from that, Robert Mitchum, I watched him as a kid in a movie, and he was playing an intelligence agent.
Uh-huh.
So I remember that movie, man. I was so impressed with the guy because he was so good-looking, you know.
Robert Mitchum was quite a character, and if you ever read movie star biographies, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who are irritated at me even mentioning movie star biographies, because there's a lot of people that just want to be political and don't look beyond the political realm. But I like to read movie star biographies every once in a while. And Robert Mitchum, as I say, I think Robert Mitchum was a real American in the classic sense, even if he hadn't made those political statements which so titillated me. So, yeah, right. There's a lot to be learned from biographies of people, famous and infamous, you know, and Robert Mitchum, he was both famous and infamous, so.
Well, you know, there's some movie stars that are currently waking up. I met Charlie Sheen about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at the Alex Jones Seminar here in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry
there's
I couldn't go to your seminar, but I met him there. He's getting interested. There was another movie star there, I believe. I forget his name. A Latin guy.
S.I. Morales.
S.I. Morales.
Yeah.
Was it?
William Rodriguez told me about him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know William Rodriguez. I met him there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how I knew that he was there, from William. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys are coming around, and they're starting to lose their fear of becoming public about their statements. They're questioning 9/11.
Well, you know, as we march further and further towards the abyss, everybody's beginning to recognize that we do have to speak out, and, you know, that's why RBN is here, because, as they say, you can handle the truth.
Right.
Well,
one
listen,
last
Carlos,
question, real quick.
We're going to the break right now, but I appreciate your call. I got to bring up a couple other callers if I can before the hour ends.
Great.
But thank you for your call.
Nice talking to you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Thanks for your call, Carlos.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, folks, I'm not here to tell you that those wildfires were set by anybody in particular for any particular reasons, but I know that strange little incident that I personally experienced. I know it happened, and I saw the impact that it had on this friend of mine who's someone who proudly describes herself as being apolitical. All right, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, we're going to go to one of our other callers who's come up with us here. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is Mr. Nice Guy himself, Mike Piper. We're wrapping up the hour. We have room for one more caller. I'm going to bring him up right now. Mike from Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing there?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, good. I was listening to Carlos, and he reminded me his voice was familiar. And I may be wrong, but he sounded like a caller to the Michael Medved show. He would call in and expose him and argue with them. So I may be wrong, but I just wanted to...
As a matter of fact, you know, unless I'm mistaken, I think Carlos has called this show a couple times over the past year or so, and I believe he may have mentioned that he may have actually called that program. That sounds very familiar. That's probably our Carlos.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty funny. But I called to talk about, have you heard of a gentleman named Sean David Morton?
Yes, I know him. Very interesting guy, very nice fellow. And his mother, the late Maureen Kennedy, was an old friend of mine.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I was listening to him on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie about a couple weeks ago. And Sean, I'm sure you know, is like a spiritualist slash psychic. He's pretty accurate from what I understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was on there on national radio saying how the Bush administration, Bush and Cheney, think that Democrats going to get elected the next president, and they don't think Democrats are hard enough on Iran, so are too soft, and are going to allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. So Bush and Cheney have decided that they're going to bomb Iran before they go out of office. And he said that in order to do that, they need a reason. And there's going to be a terrorist attack, he said, within the next year. I think he mentioned Portland admitted something about a dirty bomb, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's going to be blamed on Iran, which had nothing to do with it. And the host is like, do you really believe that the government would do that? He's like, yes, I do. He went on to say that the United States, as a result, is going to drop nuclear weapons on Iran and kill up to 4 million people, which sent my heart racing. And
absolutely.
And it was just a really scary segment. He was on for about 15 minutes, so wasn't on the whole show like he usually is. But I just found that really, really frightening.
I tell you what, he has an interesting record of making very accurate and very scary predictions. And I haven't talked to Sean in a long time, and I've been meaning to call him for a long time, and I really should get him on this show. I'm glad you put that bug in my in my fevered brain, because he's a very interesting guy. And as I say, I had the pleasure of meeting him just a couple years ago, but I knew his mother, Maureen Kennedy Morton Salomon. I knew her, God, back going into the early 1980s. She unfortunately died just a couple years ago, but his mother and I were very, very good friends. So it was a real kick for me to meet Sean just a couple years ago at a conference in Phoenix. So I'm going to have to get him on this show.
That would be great if you could get him on the show. I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Yeah, he's Sean David Morton is one hell of a guy, fantastic guy, and he qualifies in my book as a real American patriot.
Absolutely, to go on mainstream radio, and I think another time instance he spoke negatively about the war being about for Israel.
He knows what's going on, I can assure you, because he was raised by the best, Maureen Salomon. All right, thanks for your call, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. I'm really actually glad to be back, as they say. So, we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. And I would just ask you to stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's out here making it possible for you to hear things that you ain't going to hear on CBS or NBC or any of these other garbage purveying entities. Stay tuned now for Rick Adams.